Surrey's 2024 Orange Shirt Day event, set for the afternoon of Friday, September 27 at Holland Park, will see people come together to honor survivors of the residential school system, their families, and to remember those who did not return. The annual gathering, hosted by the Surrey Urban Indigenous Leadership Committee, SUILC, and Skookum Surrey, aims to shed light on BC's colonial history and how it continues to impact Indigenous communities today. Bannock, tea and coffee will be served, and Indigenous dancers and drummers will perform from 3 to 5 p.m. near the park fountains, 13,428 Old Yale Road. People are urged to wear orange to the event as a symbol of hope, reconciliation, and a commitment to a better future, to show your commitment to both truth and reconciliation, notes a post on SUILC's website, surreyindigenousleadership.ca. Spread the word, the post urges. We hope to reach as many community members as possible to foster a larger, more unified gathering. Tell your friends, family, neighbors, and co-workers about the event so together we can spread awareness and inspire action. To start Friday's gathering, an annual Orange Shirt Day drum march will begin at SFU Surrey E Building at 2:40 p.m. and travel to Holland Park. Surrey is the fastest growing city in Metro Vancouver, representing one of the largest Indigenous communities in BC, said Lynn Daniels, SUILC co-chair. SUILC is a coalition of organizations that have come together to advocate for the more than 12,000 Indigenous people living in Surrey, giving voice and support to this young and growing population. For the past 4 years, SUILC and Skookum Surrey have hosted an Orange Shirt Day event, bringing the community together to recognize September 30. On July 7, 2021, the federal government declared September 30 a federal statutory holiday called the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, to provide Canadians the opportunity to recognize and commemorate the legacy of residential schools and ongoing impacts. On March 9, 2023, the BC government passed legislation to make September 30 a statutory holiday. Ravina Morgan, Skookum Surrey's Indigenous Social Innovation Team lead, said attendees at the Friday event are encouraged to reflect on truths and commit to the ongoing process of truth and reconciliation. Locally made bannock, tea and coffee will be served, offering the warmth of our traditions to all who gather. We encourage everyone to wear their orange shirts, symbols of truth and hope. The mission of Skookum Surrey is to be the collective voice of the urban Indigenous population in Surrey. Skookum Surrey welcomes all Indigenous people who are living in the city of Surrey to join our family-friendly, intergenerational community gatherings, says the group's website. Our community gatherings are held once a month. They focus on creating an environment where urban Indigenous people can take part in cultural activities. Additionally, we host gatherings for Indigenous post-secondary students in Surrey. The post-secondary gatherings alternate monthly between the Simon Fraser University and Kwantlen Polytechnic University Surrey campuses. Indigenous students come together over their shared experience and create community connection with each other. Skookum Surrey welcomes Indigenous students at SFU and KPU to join our post-secondary gatherings.